95.9 The Fox. It's First Thing Fairfield County. And coming up on June 29th at the Klein in Bridgeport, we've got a very special show. It's a benefit for the Center for Family Justice, and it will have the Midtown Men on the stage, the stars from the original Broadway cast of Jersey Boys. And with me on the line right now is Robert Spencer, one of the original Jersey Boys. How's it going?
Hey, it's going great. Thank you, Alan. How are you today?
I'm doing just fine. Now, I always like to ask an interviewee on the phone where they're calling from. And before we started recording, you said you were in Oregon. Is that where you're from originally? Do you live out there?
I live out here now. It's not where I'm originally from. My wife, grew up in Oregon. But I was born in Delaware, moved to New Jersey, Minnesota, Texas, Oklahoma, Pennsylvania, Virginia. Lived in New York for 25 years, and I'm on the phone with you in Oregon.
Well, a nice succinct biography. Wow. Oregon's certainly a lot different than Connecticut or New York or any of those places. I got to figure it's got to be the most change of all of those places you mentioned.
It's gorgeous here. I love it. I love the mountains. I love that I can drive and get to the desert. I love I can drive and get to the ocean. It's beautiful.
Cool. I'm jealous. We've got some snow and some rain, and then all of a sudden it'll be real hot over here.
I know. That's what happens. It's been a pretty wicked winter for you guys, I know.
You'll be making your way out here when it's nice and warm in June with the Midtown Men. And you guys are about to embark, or have you already done some of your ninth national tour?
I know we are. Isn't that crazy? We're coming up on our 10th year. We've been on the road performing this great music of the 60s for over 900 concerts. We've been together since Jersey Boys back in 2004 when we cultivated the show in La Jolla, California, and then opened it on Broadway in 2005 and started this corporation 10 years ago. And it's been a really, really great thing to travel across the country and perform and sing with symphony halls and performing arts centers. But also the great thing that we get to do every now and then is perform at fundraisers, at galas, at functions and events to bring special, important awareness to things that we got going on in our world. And that's why we're very, very appreciative and honored to be a part of the evening coming up in June.
When you guys are performing as the Midtown Men, and you said it's the music from the 60s, but it's not like the soundtrack to the show. It's not exclusively
No, not at all. No,
songs.
No. We get to explore all the 60s because there's tremendous groups. We've got the Beach Boys on the list. We've got the Monkees, the Beatles, Buffalo Springfield, the Rascals, Ronnie Spector, Motown. It really hits all the gambits, and it touches on some great songs that a lot of people don't hear now all that much anymore,
Sure.
And it's important to keep it active, especially in today's, times. I mean, think about it. It's kind of crazy, the full circle of life, because the majority of the music that was written in the 60s was written for change and to bring us all together. So the fact that I'm still out there in the 21st century singing music that was written so long ago to still bring us peace and serenity, it's kind of surreal.
Wow, that's true. I never thought of it that way, but you're right. They all had a lot of turmoil in the 60s. We all know that. Yeah, you're right. It could really resonate with today's audiences.
It does, and it really does. And when we get to sing these great songs, like the classic, the Young Bloods, come on, people now, smile on your brother, everybody get together. The whole audience is singing with us in their seat. They're moving in their seat. They want to live the message that we're singing. We all do. So it's a pretty great thing to go around and sing this music and have the beautiful response that we do.
Now, are the songs of the 60s, are they done in the style of the groups, or are they done like with a new arrangement?
Oh, there's definitely a beautiful touch of nostalgia, and there's a definite respect and admiration for the original. But the thing that we love so much about doing what we do is the fact that we have an incredible arrangements. We've got a 7-piece band that travels with us, and you just couldn't ask for a better set of musicians to be jamming with this kind of music. And we approach it very much, like I said, we honor the music and the acts back in the day with our own, contemporary twist to it. And every one of us has our own personal love and attraction and memory of the 60s music for our own personal journey. I was born in 69, but I still grew up on this music in the car radio, traveling all over, like I said, all over the country, Delaware, New Jersey, Minnesota, Texas, Oklahoma. I mean, that was it. That's how I learned to sing harmony when I would hear Frankie Valli in the Four Seasons, or when I heard the Beach Boys, or when I heard John Lennon and Paul McCartney. That's how I learned music, believe it or not. The 60s, and it was the car radio, and it was the classic stations. And then when you get the opportunity, as an adult, you know, loving what you do, which is singing and dancing and entertainment, and being, you know, the like the rock and roll Johnny Carson that we are on the road, it's so unbelievably rewarding. And I get to spend the night singing a song to a group of people that meant something to me in that car ride traveling across the United States. You know, whether it was Mamas and Papas singing California Dreamin', or if it was the Youngbloods singing Get Together, or it was Buffalo Springfield singing For What It's Worth, I have my own connection to this music. And the audience feels our sincerity, and that's why we love doing what we do.
We're chatting with Robert Spencer of the Midtown Men, one of the stars of the original Broadway cast of Jersey Boys, coming to the Klein in Bridgeport on June 29th for a benefit for the Center for Family Justice. Now, you originated the role of Nick Massey on, well, actually, even before Broadway when it was out in California.
That's right.
Unfortunately, he passed away prior to the show, but did you ever meet his family? Did you ever get to talk with them about what you could bring to your performance?
It was fascinating because I really got the opportunity to really do what I wanted to do as an actor. All my life I'd been waiting to play a real live person, do the research, you know, who was this guy? What was he about? What were his gifts? And what was the good, bad, and ugly things about this guy, right? And so it was like old school Nancy Drew, Hardy Boys. I had to, you know, find obituary columns, and what did people say in interviews about Nick Massey? What did he say about himself? What was his lineage? And the thing is, I did my own research through that, which landed me the part when I walked in and had to audition. But also, what made it great was I wasn't able to get a hold of the family until after everything was up and running. But when the family did come, and when cousins or nephews or nieces would come to the show, it was always touching because whoever I met from that side of the family always grabbed me and always said, hey, thanks for bringing my Uncle Nicky back to life for a little bit.
Oh, wow.
That was one of the most touching things someone said to me once, and that's why I remember it the most. I know that I heard it a lot from a lot of people, and I'm blessed for that. It made me feel like I did honor and a great service to Nick and his story and his history and his being. But when I heard that, you know, I really, it really touched me. But I did the best I could.
Wow, that's incredible. That's got to be the biggest thrill.
Yeah, it always feels good. And when you're able to do the job you set out to do, and you hope it makes the mark with the audience. And I'm glad to know that there were times in my job that I did.
I was looking through some of your social media, and we were talking about a lot of the music from the 60s. A couple of months ago, you were hanging out with Pete Townsend somewhere. What was that all about?
Oh, my gosh, that was awesome. Yes, it was Rockers on Broadway, and it was the anniversary of when they did Tommy on Broadway.
Oh, okay.
And so, yeah, and so Pete Townsend actually came to see us when we were in La Jolla, California, obviously because our director for Jersey Boys was Des McAnuff, who directed, you know, the Tommy.
Oh.
Tommy. So there we are in La Jolla, and 2004, and man, people are starting to come to the show, and all of a sudden Pete Townsend walks into the dressing room, and we're like, holy crap. And, you know, he's so generous, he's beautiful, he's walking around to everyone, he comes up to me, you know, playing Nick Massey, he said, oh my goodness, that last monologue, that speech, you got it right, that's exactly what it's like. Life on the road. And I'm sitting there and I look at my friend Steve, who's in the show with me, and I go, this isn't just like Rick, this is like a rock god. You know? He was so amazing. So then fast forward to, yeah, about many months ago, there we were, and I got to hang out, and he was lovely, and he had a refrigerator. And in the refrigerator, it was milk and Pepsi.
Oh.
And it had written in, you know, Pete Townsend's Do Not Touch. So he enjoys milk, Pepsi, and he had this beautiful, you know, acoustic, and he was practicing his song, and I was sitting next to him, and, you know, he's a shy guy, but he's also, if you go up and talk to him, he's very generous with giving you his time and just shooting the breeze, And it was an honor to be there and to hear him jam and to hear him tell stories and hear him play his guitar. And then it was also an honor to go up on that stage and sing with my friends. I also got to sing some Bad Company. I sang Shooting Star, and Simon Burke, the original drummer of Bad Company, played drums on that night.
Oh, wow.
It's a really cool night of English rockers. But last week, we were the Midtown Men on stage at a performance performing alongside of Mark McGrath from Sugar Ray, Sebastian Bach from Skid Row, and Chris Robinson of Black Rose.
Oh, my gosh.
Huge, huge event, huge party. Every act got to get up and do five tunes. And then the rest of the night, we just hung out with, like, these are guys, you know, I grew up, you know, not didn't grow up, but we were listening to the radio when these guys were hitting, and I was in college, and I was studying acting and singing and all this stuff. And to be in a room with these guys just for a little bit of time and to tell them, hey, man, that album, and when you talk album, what did you want? What were you going for when you did that track? I love that song, Remedy, Chris. You know, we're talking to these heroes about music. So, you know, I just can't say enough about the great joy we have with what we do because of this random surprises that happens in our journey of meeting these great icons. And then you share an evening with them and you realize that you all put your pants on the same way. You know?
J. Robert Spencer, one of the Midtown Men, the stars of the original Broadway cast of Jersey Boys, coming to the Klein on June 29th in a benefit for the Center for Family Justice. For those who've never seen you before, what can they expect?
A really, really electric and undoubtedly, I can say it, my hand to God, it's a fun, wonderful evening. It's going to lift everyone's spirits, and it lets you forget about what's going on in the world for 90 minutes. The lights come down, the spotlights hit, the music kicks into gear with that seven-piece band, and then we get on stage and we just have a great time doing what we do, and it shows, and people love our stories and the songs we've chosen. So people are going to forget the badness going on, and they're going to leave feeling inspired and electric and uplifted, I promise.
Excellent. Well, we can't wait for the show June 29th. It's going to be a real pleasure. J. Robert Spencer, thank you for spending a few minutes with me.
Oh, thank you for giving us this time to bring our stuff to the area, and we really appreciate the support, and we always love doing what we do, and we appreciate people out there listening to us.
Absolutely. Thank you so much.
You too, buddy. Bye-bye.
This is Amy Brown from Feeling Things with Amy and Kat. Back to school season always feels like a fresh start, not just for kids, but for all of us. It's a great reminder to create new routines and find meaningful ways to connect with our family, friends, and community. Hasbro Games make it easy to gather around the table. Put the screens away, share some laughs, and create joyful memories together. Whether it's Monopoly, Connect Four, Guess Who, or another family favorite, there's something for everyone. You can find these and other Hasbro favorites at your local Walmart, walmart.com, or simply tap the link in today's show notes to bring more play into your week.